And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone. This is AM 1480 KAUS and also streaming worldwide at myaustinminnesota.com and on the iHeartRadio and radio.com apps. I'm Jason Brandt, news and sports director here at AM 1480 KAUS, and we welcome you to the first of our local candidate forums here starting today and also continuing through tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. And we are proud and pleased to be joined here today throughout the first of actually three forums we'll have here today for Austin City Council. And first off, here in just a short while, we will be speaking with the two candidates for the at-large position on the Austin City Council, Jeff Austin and the incumbent, and also Obala Obala. And then at 12:30 or thereabouts, we'll be speaking with First Ward candidates, incumbent Rebecca Waller and Laura Helly. And then at 1 o'clock, candidates from the Second Ward, Jason Baskin, the incumbent, and Watsana Thiravong. And then at 1:30 from the Third Ward, Joyce Pashusta, the incumbent, and Ronald A. Kelly as well. But again, in front of us right now, Jeff Austin, again, the incumbent for the at-large position of the Austin City Council, and also Obala Obala. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming out here and being with us here today, the first of our forums. We greatly appreciate it. And I guess just first off, an opening statement from the both of you. And Jeff, the incumbent, we'll start with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you to KUS Radio for hosting these forums. Do appreciate the opportunity to be here today. As you mentioned, I am the incumbent. I've been on the city council since 2007. Served first as the first ward representative, and now the last 4 years as at large, and looking to continue that. I've been very active on council over the years, serving on various boards and commissions, and look forward to continuing that. We've got a lot of momentum going with what we're doing to make Austin a better place to live and grow, and I just want to continue to be a part of that.
All right. Jeff, thank you, and Obala, your opening statement, sir, please.
Thank you, KUS, for holding this forum to our listener. Thank you for tuning in. This is Obala Obala. I'm running for City Council at large, and I served on First Ward before. And here I am today going for Council at large. One thing that I will be focusing on in this race is making sure we have affordable daycare in Austin. We have affordable housing, and making Austin a welcoming community. As of now, we need a fresh voice on the City Council, and I hope I get your support in November election. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Obala. And I guess, gentlemen, and Mr. Austin, we'll get back to you here. And I just based off basically first here, what do you consider the biggest issue facing the city of Austin right now, and what should the city council do to address that?
I guess housing is probably our number one issue right now, and we're doing lots of different things to address that. Mm-hmm. Of course, the market is tough right now to get people to build, but we've had a tax abatement program in the place for several years now, and that has been encouraging. We've seen a lot of spec homes getting built the last couple of years. Because of that, we've passed a new policy to help developers come in and build. We've seen the flats on 21 get built in the last couple of years, which are at capacity. Mm-hmm. The new project in the old former YMCA site, which is moving right along and hopefully open soon, will bring, I think, 91 new units to Austin for apartments. We're working on a income-based project that will be built over by the post office if everything lines up with that. So hopefully, you know, we're headed in the right direction, but it's a slow process. So.
Yeah. And Mr. Obala, I guess same question to you. What would you consider the biggest issue facing the city of Austin right now? And what should the city council, if you were elected, do to address it?
I think the biggest thing that the city is facing right now, we have affordable housing issue. Even though we are so grateful for the step that the city council has took to bring a market rate in, we mm-hmm. still need affordable housing. And then the other thing is childcare. This is one thing that a lot of no one has talked about it on the city council. Mm-hmm. We have a very limited childcare because a lot of people, they don't have places. You know, waiting list is long. So the biggest priority is making sure sure we have affordable housing and we mm-hmm. have affordable childcare in Austin, making sure that people who work in Austin, they don't have to travel far away to get a babysit somewhere. So mm-hmm. those are the biggest issue. So, and if I'm elected, those are the things that I will be tackling in my first day in business.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And getting back to Jeff here, that kind of an offshoot of what you're both mentioning, housing. And we did receive a few listener questions here about what the city is able to do, if anything. And I know this has been discussed here recently about rundown and derelict properties in different parts of the city of Austin. And Jeff, I guess, what role do you see the city council playing in improving the existing private housing in Austin, or how to address that issue?
Well, we do have inspectors, on staff that do go out. Right now, it's basically a complaint-based system, mm-hmm. But they have gotten more proactive in identifying properties. And I think, in general, I think people are okay with reporting their neighbors. Always, not necessarily always fair, but I think everybody wants mm-hmm. the properties around them. They want their property to look good, and they want the properties around them to look good. And, you know, we've passed the housing ordinances with rental property, with the inspections of that, and having those properties register. So I think we're moving in the right direction. It's just a very long process to identify all mm-hmm. those and to get mm-hmm. people on board with doing things. You know, in this day and age, especially with the way inflation is right now, it is hard for people. You know, I think most people realize that they may have issues with their house. That, you know, mm-hmm. I need a new roof, but who do I get to?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, where do I get it?
Yeah.
Where do I get the money, or if I have the money? So, you know, being a resource or providing the resources too is something that we need to do to help people that do realize they need to make upgrades to their property and provide those for them as well.
Okay. And Obala, same question to you here again. We did, like I said, receive some listener questions about what the city is able to do, if anything, about rundown or derelict properties in different parts of Austin, and what role would you see the city council playing in improving the existing private housing in Austin? And I kind of touched on some of those, but I guess, you know, what role would you see the city council in playing in improving the existing private housing in Austin if you're elected?
Well, if I'm elected, the city council has in place the housing inspection right now, you know, working with those people to making sure that any house that which is not in a good shape or is not being taken care of, they go and inspect it and mm-hmm. And see it if it passed the ordinance, and from there they will have a discussion. But one of the biggest thing I don't want to focus on that is making sure that what caused that. You know, we're in big inflation right now, so what can we do? Maybe mm-hmm. the person or the homeowner, they don't have the resources to rebuild their house or renovate their house. Mm-hmm. So this is something that if I'm elected, what can we do to help them, and what can we do? Because if you want to live in a neighbor whereby, you know, your house look good if you were mm-hmm. to sell it. So those are the things that we will talk to those individuals and making sure that they have some help they need, and making sure that they can also get help. So one of the biggest thing is that making sure if something like that happened, the city right now is doing a good job in making sure they go, whatever they have, they complain, they will just go and inspect that area. And that's the work that I will continue to make sure that those voices are heard and keeping Austin a beautiful place.
All right. Kind of switching here to internet access here for our next question, and Jeff, we'll go back to you. As of the latest U.S. Census in 2020, 80% of Austin residents reported having access to internet in their homes. This was just below the national average of 85%. At that time, what role do you see the city possibly playing in increasing household access to the internet, if any?
That's a good question. We've done a lot. The library's gotten involved with mm-hmm. hotspots and providing those over the years mm-hmm. and have grown that program. And we've really just recently taken a good look at that program because the school system was providing them for a while through mm-hmm. the pandemic, and now they're not able to continue that or chose not to continue that program. So we are taking a look at that. I know it is a big issue, providing that access. I think lobbying on the state level to get broadband expanded throughout the state would help greatly. Mm-hmm. Even if they do have access, it's providing the equipment, computers and tablets and phones and whatever that mm-hmm. people need to get online. So I think there's something we can all do in regard to that.
Yeah. And then, Obama, the same question to you here. Again, like we're mentioning, as the latest U.S. Census, 80% of Austin residents reported having access to the internet in their homes, just below the national average of 85% at that time. And what role should the city play in increasing household access to the internet, if any?
That's a really good question. I think one of the biggest things we have to do is to making sure what area in town that the people need help in those area. You know, we live in a modern world whereby, you know, everything need to be accessed through the internet. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do shopping online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's something that if I'm elected will be one of my priority to making sure anyone live in Austin or anyone living the near Austin, they have access to internet. So I have a great, advocacy experience in at the state level. So that's one thing that we have to talk to our elected state level to make sure we have those, internet access grant that can help the people of Austin. And also working with library, the city council just approved recently. So they will be approving recently, to have more hotspot through library whereby people can go and use those resources as they go home. So sure. I think that's one thing I will be tackling when I'm get elected.
Okay. All right. Moving on to city staffing, and Jeff, back to you. The city employs the equivalent of 143 full-time employees according to this year's proposed budget. Should this number of effective employees, in your view, be increased, decreased, or is it adequate? And where within city operations do you believe those changes should be made?
Well, right now, that's a tough question. Mm-hmm. When about 65 to 70% of our budget is people costs. Mm-hmm. And so when the average citizen looks at their tax bill and wonders what they're getting for it, it's hard to justify more people sometimes. But it's also nice to have your streets plowed. It's nice to have a full
exactly.
police staff, to have that feeling of safety. It's nice to have our beautiful parks and the quality of life issues that we provide here in Austin. So it's a tough line that we deal with there. Whether we need more people to provide the services or just need our people to be more efficient or to do other things, such as look at equipment or processes or things like that can make us more efficient. I mean, there's lots of ways to look at it. I think we're at a good staffing level now. I think we've got our wages competitive so that we've been able to maintain the positions that we need. And I think we just kind of look at it on a case-by-case basis, department by department, as to what they mm-hmm. need and how we can justify it and whether we can get it paid for in one way or another, either through a grant or mm-hmm. raising the levy or shifting dollars around within the budget.
Sure. Obala, same question to you. Again, the city of Austin employs the equivalent of 143 full-time employees according to this year's proposed budget. And do you think the number of effective employees should be increased, decreased, or is it adequate? And where within city operations do you believe those changes should be made?
That's really a good question. And for me, if when it comes to, you know, staffing, we have to see what area do we need the service for. And mm-hmm. it's very difficult always to increase one department or one another, you know, because there will be always a concern. And the biggest thing for me, we want to make sure that anyone who has a job in Austin, they feel safe that their job will not be taken away based on what's going on in town. But the good thing is that I will say that our staffing right now, they're in a good shape. And if there is area that we need to look into, it will have to be reviewed department by department. And one thing that I want to prioritize, making sure that Austin is safe. We want to make sure that our police department, they have the need they have. And anything have to do either is park and rec or library or any other area. So those are the things we have to look at a department by department, seeing, talking to them, what area do you need? Mm-hmm. So, and those are the things that I will be tackling and listening to them more in case something like that will come up.
Okay. Some good answers there. And excuse me, moving on to body cams for the Austin Police Department. And Jeff, we'll go back to you. The police department is in line to receive approximately $200,000 this year and in 2023 from the city's current five-year capital investment plan. The department and the city have been exploring the feasibility of using this funding to implement body cams worn by officers. But of course, it's a bit expensive, could cost up to $150,000 or more up front and $80,000 to $100,000 per year going forward. Is the current capital improvement budget allocated to the police department adequate for this? And if not, what other funding options would you like to see the city explore?
Well, I know being involved on the Law Enforcement Center Committee, this has come up because the county started looking into it a couple years ago, and I think they're going to go possibly before we do. But I know Chief McKeegan has looked into this issue and worked on it quite a bit. He has found, I think, some grant money to help pay for the body cams themselves. It's the ongoing costs of we're probably going to have to hire an additional person for administrative purposes because there's a lot of behind the camera work to be done as far as what can be released and to who and when. And so that is going to be the ongoing cost pretty much is funding that person. And then, of course, through the years, we'll just have to look at ways to capitalize the funds to replace cameras as we do any other equipment.
Sure. Okay. And Obala, same question to you here. Basically, again, with these body cams, the cost of the system could be $150,000 or more up front and $80,000 to $100,000 per year going forward. And concerning body cams, is the current capital improvement budget allocated to the police department adequate? And if not, what other funding options would you like to see the city explore?
Well, that's really a good question. You know, as those concerns been coming up through the years since I've been in Austin, why do Austin police don't have a body cam? And, you know, it comes down to budgeting. Well, we don't have the budget for it. So, and I've been seeing there's a lot of advocacy going around it to making sure that what can we do to have those funds to help have the system in for a body cam. I think this is something that I will look into more with the chief of police whenever we have the fund. So, and what can we do to continue having those body cam? And one thing that I will agree with councilman, we will need extra person to, you know, to work behind the scenes. So because they will always need area with that, because what happening on the ground, what can we do to have this release? So we need an expert on that. And being something new in Austin, those are something that I will look into and work together with the police and see what area we can help and improve that process.
Sure. Okay. All right. Moving on here to business development. And Councilman Austin, back to you here. The city of Austin currently offers a number of incentives to bring new businesses to the city. Among those, tax adjustments and tax abatements, which we kind of touched on earlier, with housing potential reduction in the cost of land, as well as bonds and loans. Are these current measures enough, do you think, to keep Austin competitive to new businesses? And if not, what more can basically the city, what more can the city do?
I think we're very competitive with what we have to offer, what we're able to offer. I think having the Port Authority gives us some flexibility. I think a lot of it just gets down to being transparent. Making sure that we're taking care of those that are here. I mean, I got involved in a situation over the summer where a local business was looking to expand. They needed more room. They do business all over the area, all over the state. They could be anywhere. They started here in Austin. They wanted to stay in Austin. And I was contacted by a friend of a mutual friend that got me in touch with the owner of this company, and we started talking. He had an offer from Owatonna for land, and luckily we were able to work with them, and hopefully we'll get the deal done where they will expand here and stay here.
Sure.
And that's the things we have to do is recognize the people that are here that want to expand and grow their business and help them in any way we can. You know, it's going to grow our tax base, and that's the biggest thing. You know, one of the other big problems we have besides housing is growing our tax base, and that's getting businesses to expand, getting businesses to locate here, getting the housing. You know, those things is we have a bigger tax base that just lessens the burden on every taxpayer, so we're able to offer more, increase our levies, but not affect individuals more.
Sure. Okay. And Mr. Obala, same question to you again. The city of Austin offers a number of incentives to bring new businesses into the city, among those tax adjustments, tax abatements, potential reduction in the cost of land, as well as bonds and loans. Are these current measures enough to keep Austin competitive in your view to new businesses? And if not, what more can the city do?
Well, that's really a good question. You know, Austin is growing, and Austin having a new arrival like every year. So the biggest thing we have to do, what can we do to attract more business coming to Austin? And what can we do to attract the people of Austin to have the amenities that they want to use for their future here? So I'm very proud the step that Austin community has done, especially having those tax abatement to have, you know, more housing in Austin, and also supporting small business. We just came out from you know, a big pandemic, so and then a lot of businesses, you know, they have to have two different choices. You know, I've been good during pandemic, or I've been bad during pandemic. So that's one thing that I will be tackling if I'm get elected. So and talking to the city and talk to our stakeholder to making sure that we have the needs, the resources to support our small business in Austin, and making sure that those who we have them already here, they don't leave the town or go to a neighboring town like Arbor Lee or Owatonna. We want to make sure they stay here, and people in Austin should shop in Austin, eat in Austin, and drink in Austin.
Okay. Kind of getting down to the end of our time here, and we'll go back to Councilman Austin here. And Jeff, basically, what are the issues maybe that we haven't addressed so far today you consider being of pressing concern for the council here in the near future or the coming years?
I think we touched on most of the big issues, the ongoing issues. Those are the kinds of the things that we deal with on city council is just the basic keeping us staffed and keeping services provided to the citizens.
Sure. So. And Mr. Obala, I guess same question to you. If there are any other issues maybe we haven't addressed here today that you consider to be of pressing concern for the council coming up here if you're elected?
Well, I think I have touched on most of the things. The biggest thing we need affordable childcare in Austin. We need Austin, Minnesota to have affordable housing. And we want to make sure that people in Austin, they feel welcome in Austin. We need diversity on the city council. We need a young perspective on the city council. You know, we need a fresh voice on the Austin city council to make sure that we tackle the new issue that arising. You know, young leaders, they're arising, and those are the backbone of the city. So we have to encourage them to be civically engaged. We have to reach out to them wherever they are to be involved and be part of the community leadership. And that's why I'm running, to making sure that those representation are there, and anything they need, I will be available for them, and make Austin a beautiful place and to live the American dream.
All right. And we've got to closing statement time here, and Councilman Austin, closing statement for us here this afternoon.
Well, once again, thanks you to KUS for having us today. One thing I wanted to touch on, too, was Mr. Obala mentioned daycare, child care. We did set aside money. We do have money set aside to help with that project or any projects that come up, and we are working on that. Doesn't get as much attention as we'd like sometimes, but we do have that. I guess, like I say, I've been on city council since 2007. I've been your voice and your advocate on the city council. I've fulfilled every term that I've been elected to. I've listened to you. I've voted on every issue that has come before the council. I've been an active listener. I find that I'm out in the community. People come up to me and approach me, and I think that's great. Mm-hmm. I love listening to you. I listen to all citizens of all ages gather information and be your voice on council, and I'd like to continue being your voice on council and helping you be understand and work with city government.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Austin. Mr. Obala, your closing statement this afternoon, please.
Well, thank you, KUS, for this amazing forum today. I want to speak to the people of Austin. Thank you for being welcoming. And this is one thing that when I moved to this town 7 years ago, the first thing I did within my 3 months, I walked into the mayor's office and asked the mayor, what can I do to help Austin? This is something that goes back to our former president, JF Kennedy, when he asked the people of America, don't ask what America can do for you, but ask what you can do for America. Moving here as a young immigrant, the biggest thing, I am so grateful for the thing that I have seen I moved to America, but my biggest question will be, what can I do to the people of Austin to help them? What can I do to the next generation to make Austin a better place, to making sure that we have the thing that they need? That's why I'm in this race, and if I'm elected, those are the things that I will be encouraging the people of Austin to continue being welcoming, tackling affordable housing, tackling daycare. I'm glad that Councilman Austin mentioned that there's a grant or money set aside, but the money cannot be set aside without addressing it or putting out there to start that there are people who are, urgently needing those childcare to be there. But we just need to start it right away to put those money that's set aside to get to the people that they need it.
All right, well, gentlemen, thanks so much here for being with us. Again, Jeff Austin, incumbent, right now at the at-large city council position, and Obala. Gentlemen, a lot of good information for our voters here and listeners here this afternoon. Thanks so much, both of you, for your participation here.